This is program number LW2155. Well, I've got three questions a lot of Americans are asking these days. I'd like to give you the answers to them as quick as I can, okay? Hi, this is Larry West. Question one, are venereal diseases being cured through medical research? The answer? No. You know, years ago, people were motivated by fear of contracting syphilis or gonorrhea to keep them from participating in promiscuous sexual relationships. Penicillin was introduced, though, and people thought it was a cure-all. The new sexual revolution was introduced, and as a result, more sexual diseases exist today than ever before. Medical researchers now admit defeat. For every so-called cure they find, new and more lethal strains of drug-resistant infections develop. Believe it or not, approximately 20 million Americans are now afflicted by herpes too, and it just flat does not respond to penicillin treatment. Then there's the overwhelming increasing number of cases of the venereal disease called AIDS, which is a deadly virus now among homosexuals. So the answer is no. Venereal diseases are not being cured through medical research. Question two. Does the Bible specifically teach that abortion is murder? The answer? Yes. Never does the Bible refer to a woman being with fetus. In the Bible, she's always with child. When John the Baptist was yet in his mother's womb, he leaped for joy at the salutation of Mary when she was carrying Jesus. In God's old law, here's what he demanded. It's a verse from Exodus chapter 21. It reads this way, and I quote, "If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follows, he shall be surely punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe." So does the Bible specifically teach that abortion is murder? Absolutely, positively, yes. Question three. Did the First Amendment of the United States Constitution establish the separation of church and state? The answer? No. Did you get that? The First Amendment to our Constitution does not establish the separation of church and state. Now, the First Amendment states, and this is a quote, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof." In other words, the purpose of the amendment was to prevent our federal government from establishing a national denominational church such as existed in England. It was designed to protect our churches from any group who wanted to establish a tax-supported national denominational church. These days, what we're hearing is the phrase separation of church and state. Such a phrase is nowhere found in the Constitution. The originators of the First Amendment intended to protect our churches, not throw our preachers into prison, not close the doors, not keep God out of our state-supported institutions. That was not their intention at all. Our forefathers came to this country insisting that God be at the very heart and core of our government, giving everyone the freedom of religion, prohibiting a tax-supported national denominational church such as existed in England. Caught up in the very spirit of the men around him who wrote the Declaration of Independence, George Washington, in his first inaugural address, said, "No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency." Listen, our forefathers never intended that God be separated from government, or even for that matter, government-supported institutions. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's God who says in the Bible, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.